أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد آتينا موسى الكتاب فلا تكن في مرية من لقائه وجعلناه هدى لبني إسرائيل. The beginning of the surah, Allah Ta'ala referred to the Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, the Risalat, the messengerhood of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Akhirat. Towards the end of the surah, now again Allah refers to the messengerhood, the Risalat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah Ta'ala gives consolement that as Allah had given Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam Nabuwat, Risalat and the Tawrat, so Allah had given to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also the Torah, the Quran Sharif and Risalat, and being a Nabi and Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابِ, اور ہم نے دی ہے موسا کو کتاب. And undoubtedly we had given to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam the kitab, the Torah, and that the Bani Israel believe and know and accept it. So what is it difficult for them to accept that Allah had given to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam also a kitab, that is the Quran Sharif. فَلَا تَكُنْ فِي مِرْيَةٍ مِنْ لِقَائِهِ, so تو مت ریح دھوکا میں اس کے ملنے سے. This is an addressed outwardly directly to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but actually it is to inform the ummah that don't have any doubts of this matter. So don't be in any doubts of Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam receiving the Torah from Allah Ta'ala. Of course, it is impossible for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, a Nabi or a Rasul of Allah, was given directly information from Allah Ta'ala that he could have any doubts. But this is to inform the ummah that don't have any doubts. As Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was given the Torah, so Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was given the Quran Sharif. And both these kitabs we had made. وَجَعَلْنَاهُ هُدًى لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ, اور کیا ہم نے اس کو ہدایت بنی اسرائیل کے واسطے. The Torah we had made a kitab of guidance, a kitab of hidayat for the Bani Israel. In the same way, the Quran Sharif, we had made a kitab of guidance and a kitab of hidayat, not only for the Arabs, but lil alameen, for the entire universe. So Allah had given this kitab to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And then Allah Ta'ala says, take a great lesson from this parable and this lesson which happened to Bani Israel. وَجْعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً, اور کیے ہم نے ان میں پیشوا. And from those people who were given the kitab, from amongst them we had made leaders, just like the people who are given the kitab in this ummah, and that is the ulama, or directly from amongst the ulama Allah says we have made certain people to be leaders. Every alim doesn't become a leader. There are certain alims that Allah Ta'ala makes leaders and makes them shine out and stand out from amongst all the other ulama. Here Allah explains who are those ulama which Allah chooses to stand out and shine out from all other ulama. Like for example, Hadrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. His own colleagues and friends told him that we studied the same kitabs, we studied by the same ustads. How is it that you have shined out so much? So like that, certain ulama Allah makes to shine out. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala says before that, يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا راہ چلاتے ہیں ہماری حکم سے. They guide people by our command. Those special ulama, we give them a high position and we make them beacons of hidayat, and they become sources of hidayat by our command. Who are those people? Two qualities Allah refers to. Lamma sabaru wa kanu bi ayatina yuqinun. Jab wo sabar karte hai. The first quality is they must have the quality of sabar, of patience. And sabar is of three kinds. One is sabar anil ma'asiyah, that a person stays away from sin. That is the highest form of sabr. The second is sabr al-ta'a, to be patient and carry on with the commands of Allah Ta'ala. And the third is sabr al-musiba. We normally only refer to the third type of sabr as sabr. But that is on difficulties and hardships. The sabr also, that when other people are busy in dunya earning lot of money, and then these ulama are busy in their ilm, in their knowledge, they are busy in their ibadat, etc. People are racing for the dunya and getting new cars, bigger houses, making bigger bank balances. A person who wants to become a guide like this, he has to make sabr at that time. Otherwise, how many ulama also will be going to work during this period to make some extra rands, etc.? How many of them will also want to do some business, open up shops, etc.? So those who make sabr and keep away from the dunya and engage in deen all the time and in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, that is one quality. When people will be going for academic qualifications to universities, for university degrees, when they will be learning even Quran from non-Muslim, from Jewish and Christian priests, they will learn Quran. These true ulama will make sabr, that the certificate they got from their Darul Ulooms and from their ustads, that is sufficient for them. They don't need any PhDs from any universities, and they don't need any doctorates from anywhere. They are happy, they make sabr with what Allah had given them. That is one quality. The other is وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُقِنُونَ وَرَّهِ هَمَارِ بَاتُوا پَرْ يَقِينَ كَرْتَي. They, and the reason for the sabr also is that they have got full yaqeen, trust on the words of Allah Ta'ala. Their yaqeen is on the akhirat. They are not after worldly fame. They are not after worldly gain. They are making sabr and they have full yaqeen on the words of Allah Ta'ala on akhirat. Those people who have these two qualities, from amongst the people who are given the kitab, the knowledge of the kitab, the ulama, Allah make them shining ulama. And Allah give them high positions and they become beacons of hidayat for mankind. Inna rabbaka huwa yafsilu bainahum yawm al-qiyamah. Tera Rabb jo hai, wahi faisla karega unme din qiyamat ke. And in this world, everyone claims to be right. Just like in a house also, the husband feels he is right, the wife feels she is right. Everywhere in partners, one partner feels I am right, the other partner feels he is right. When having mashura also, everyone feels my rai is right, the other one feels my rai is right. Everyone claims that he is doing the right thing. Allah says, on the day of Qiyamah we have kept, where we will make judgment between all people. And everyone will know clearly then who was right and who was wrong. فِيمَا كَانُوا فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ. جِس بَاتْ مِنْ كَيْ وَوْ اِخْتِلَافْ كَرْتَي تَي. Amongst those things in which they were having disputes in this world. In other words, disputes and arguments will carry on. Everyone will feel, I am right. And nobody, and this is also a sign of pride, where a person feels, I am right and only what I say must happen, that is a sign of pride. And Allah will make decisions between the people on the day of Qiyamah. أَوَلَمْ يَهَدِي لَهُمْ كَمَ أَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِنَ الْقُرُونَ. کیا ان کو راہ نہ سوجی اس بات کے کتنے غارت کر ڈالے ہم نے ان سے پہلے جماعتیں. And Allah says, what have the people not got hidayat from the fact that haven't they seen how many nations we have destroyed from before? In our times or in our recent history, look at the great Roman Empire. What an empire destroyed completely. By Persian Empire, what a great empire it was destroyed. And all along the annals of history, before that the people of Ad, Thamud, all these great nations, whoever disobeyed Allah, we destroyed them. So don't the people take a lesson? If you disobey Allah, Allah will destroy you. يَمْشُونَ فِي مَسَاكِنِهِمْ كَ پھرتے ہیں ان کے گھروں میں. They were living comfortably in their homes. Their homes and their areas they had secured, that nothing can happen to us. Like today, the foundations of buildings are made that even an earthquake won't destroy that building. All the things that are made, the
unsinkable Titanic was made, that it will never sink, and it sunk on its first maiden voyage. So man thinks we can make all these things and that we will be very comfortable. Allah says, in spite of all their security and in spite of all their protection, how didn't we destroy them? Take a lesson. Your protection is not in your material things, it is in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. And your destruction is not in having weak foundations or bamboo houses, your destruction is in disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. Inna fi dhalika la ayat, usme bahut nishaniya hai. There are many, many clear signs in all these matters. Afala yasma'un, won't you listen? Won't you open your ears and listen how directly Allah is talking to us, how personally Allah is speaking to us, and what beautiful advice Allah is giving to us. We should turn not a deaf ear, a hearing ear to the ear to the words of Allah, and bring Allah's commandments in our life and make our lives accordingly. Wa akhiru da'wana.